Under first-year head coach Giovanna Maimon, Arizona women's golf started its season off with a bang, winning two of its tournaments in the fall. Now, in the heart of its spring season, Coach Maimon shares that her mission for the team is to take it one day at a time, to learn from each other, and to be the hardest workers on the course. On this episode of the Bear Down Podcast, Coach Maimon also reflects on those two big-time wins, her transition to the helm of Arizona women's golf, and how her diverse team has created a unique and tight-knit culture. As you reflect on your first season as the head coach of Arizona women's golf and the fall that you guys had, what word feels best to just encompass the fall season that you've had?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. We definitely, like, the first tournament, first win as a head coach, and to come in and have that win was probably the highlight. But just getting a feel for the team, getting to know the girls, that was the best part of it. Just a new program, the community, Arizona, that was great. Obviously, wins are amazing. We also had a great performance at our last event in St. Andrews, the home of golf. So that was a huge, huge win. All of my girls had a great last round in the match play. So it was a great semester, great start of the year, and it got us in a good start point to the spring.
From those things you learned about your team in the fall, what are you now building on this spring?
Yeah, I mean, the spring can get pretty long. I mean, it's our strongest because we have regionals, conference, and nationals all in April and May. So it's all about learning from each other, and individually at the end of the golf is a team sport, but everybody plays their own ball, and it's pretty individual. So really trying to build a progress with each kid, really help them individually get better every single day. And we didn't have the best tournament last tournament, but we see that more as an opportunity to get better. And how can we be the best at the end of the season too?
You mentioned prior to this those two wins. I want to dive more into those. So first tournament with the team, Folds of Honor Collegiate, you guys take home the event title. As you're standing there and receive the trophy with your entire team, can you describe just the emotions of that moment?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever cried. I had the feeling it was amazing through it all, and just being on stage like that and giving the speech, I kind of had such a, it's like a happiness feeling, but you just cry with how amazing it is. It means a lot just to come in. You set the big expectations, so that's also it. Like afterwards, anything that can happen is just not good enough because you have to keep winning. But the emotions was great. I loved it for them too, just to start the year like that. I think they were all so happy. It was such a good trip. I'll never forget the win, but I'll never forget how much fun we had that trip. Like the night before we won, we had one of the best team dinners I've ever had with teams. Like we were literally laughing and crying in the restaurant. We really had a great time. And I think we've always said, talent wins, or they can, but culture and talent really wins championships. So I felt like we had everything that week.
And you mentioned those expectations to win. Well, you guys did keep winning. You did at St. Andrews Collegiate. In addition to that, the golf itself, what were some of the biggest takeaways from the travel and just playing in such a historic area?
I mean, amazing. I think going through the bridge on 18, having that experience, the Golf Channel puts in an amazing venue and tournament too, and being on TV. Apparently, we really like being on TV, so I'm trying to get that. Every time we've been on TV, it's been a great performance for us. But just the history of the place, I had never played or been there before, and all of our girls either. So it was a great experience, and playing well, and we never had a practice round there, so we just, and I think it's actually better to not know where anything is. And we had great weather too. I mean, the last day was a little bit rainy, but what's Scotland without a little bit of rain? But the experience there, I'll never forget it as a first year, but just Scotland and the home of golf and the history that we have there, and then making our own history there too.
I want to go back to the summer when you're named the head coach of Arizona women's golf. What was the priority for you coming into this program?
I mean, the first thing was the team that I have currently. I mean, that was my first focus, like really get to know each player, keep them on the team. What can I do to get them better? What each player needs and wants, and what kind of like what they love, but what they were lacking that I could maybe provide for them. And we have like a very old team. I mean, we have a lot of juniors and seniors, so it's their prime time, so how can I help them get there? And you kind of want to set your own culture and rules, but you also want to respect them and earn their respect and go little by little. And I think that comes a lot with care and knowing them. So my priority was, there's a lot going on when you get the job in every single way, personally and professionally, just building the team, staying with the team, moving. But it was really just taking one step at a time and making sure they were okay. So when I got the job, they called me and they had, you have 1 hour to meet the team. So I was like, okay, let's get on it. So it was fun. But I've loved everything and it's been a great experience so far.
In that hour of meeting the team, what stood out about the group right away to you?
I mean, I think the energy and how like happy they were to meet. I mean, I know it was a shock for them, Flora, to leave, you know. I don't think anybody thought that she would ever leave Arizona. So it was great. I mean, the Zoom, you're there with Desiree, our sport admin, like there's a lot of tension going on. So you want to say everything's about first impressions and the right message and the tone that you give everything. So for me, it was really important to set that tone, for them to hear what I really wanted to say. But they were great. I mean, it's hard to have a Zoom and meet people when it's not in person. I'm a very person, like I love meeting person, and you can get a lot of better feeling there. But it was as good as it can be, and I think it went well because everything is going pretty good so far.
You mentioned the experience of the group that you have. What are the benefits of having such a veteran group?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great because they're not afraid to speak for themselves. If they have any problems, they really talk to each other. They're mature in their games too. They know what works, their tendencies, what doesn't. Like, that's a good thing. Like, you talk to them and the maturity is there. With that also comes challenge, that the coaching part and earn their respect. But they're a great bunch of group, and I really have enjoyed coaching them and getting to know them this year. And 2 years or 1 year with them is not enough. Yeah.
Something else that stands out about the group that you have is how diverse it is. I'm pretty sure every player comes from a different country. How do you work to create a melting pot of a program that embraces all the different cultures and backgrounds that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes from the leadership, respecting each other. I am from Mexico. I'm from a different country too. Yeah, we all are from different places, but I think that's great. You get to know each other, our cultures, different personalities, but it all comes down to respecting each other. And everybody has a different intake, different opinions, and but just knowing when it's good to speak, when to say something, when not to say, and just setting up the standard for us too. But it's so much fun and great. And English can be sometimes tough for me even, or some of our girls, which is really funny. But we really try to laugh out most of the things and not take it serious. And it's all about not taking things personal. And that's what we try to teach every day. And focus on the golf, which is what matters. But with women and coaching and kids when they're 20, I mean, everything affects them. So you need to make sure all of that is in harmony to make sure they perform the best there. But I think we do a great job at doing things outside of golf too, to build that team culture with team retreats, with dinners, with different activities, a lot of volunteering that really creates a bigger culture.
What do you think this team needs to do the rest of this season to make a postseason run in May?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're on the right path. Like, not having the best performance in our first tournament in PV, it was good because I think it kind of put like a perspective of where we are and where we need to be. Nothing crazy far. Golf can be, you can be pretty close, but the scoring cannot be there. I mean, we stopped competing for 3 months, so sometimes it's lack of playing. I think it's just a matter of seeing the progress and getting better every day and every week. And even this week that we leave on Saturday, I'm just looking to get better, a little better every day, so we can be ready for postseason. And I think it comes from every kid. I always tell them, let's be the most prepared team out there, the one that doesn't complain, that takes everything, that we love it, and we're going to be the hardest worker out there. If it happens, great, but we did everything we could to be in that position.
Do you have set goals that you've made with this team, or is it more of a day-to-day process?
I would say it's more day-to-day, because I think we definitely have team goals, and we have always set them, and But it comes a lot with progress. I think if we focus on the end goal and you start, your expectations start being pretty high. So I think if I focus on every day, that will get us there. I mean, at the end, we can't control the win, but we can control how we react to everything, how we get better every day. So that's my focus. And we all have goals. We all want to win. But how do we get to win? That's where I focus the most.
And looking at the rest of the spring ahead, what excites you the most?
For the spring. I think postseason conference going into the Big 12, it's a new change for everybody. So I think that playing in Houston, that's very exciting just to play with new teams and the conference. But really getting these kids to nationals too, playing regionals and nationals, they barely missed it last year. And I think they're really eager to get out there to La Costa and play there. So that's what's more exciting for me. But every week is very exciting, even at home, when we get to practice and have fun as a team. But that's what I'm looking for the most.
This weekend, Arizona Women's Golf heads to Fort Worth for the Women's Collegiate at Colonial. The team is fresh off a second place finish at the Mountain View Collegiate and is now under a month away from the Big 12 Championship. You can follow along with Arizona Women's Golf through the team's socials and by visiting ArizonaWildcats.com. Bear down and go Cats.